This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you see what happened to this fan at the Adele concert in Vegas?
Nah, what happened?
This guy is so excited to see Adele. He stands up, he's dancing, he's freaking out, he's filming the entire thing frontwards and backwards. He's filming her on stage and
his reaction
and him singing and dancing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He is just a Adele super fan.
Yeah.
Well, because it's an Adele show and everyone's boring sitting down half the time, he looks crazy because he's up singing
belting
word for word.
He's an Adelaide.
And so security comes up and they're like harassing him. It's all on camera because he's filming. And they're like, you need to chill out. And he's like, wait, I can't sing? And they're like, well, you can sing. He's like, I can't stand. And they're like,
can stand.
And like, I can't dance. Like, it's like,
no, you can dance.
You're at a concert, and the guy's literally like, I can't sing, dance, or stand.
Why did I come?
And so this goes on and on. Now there's like three security guys around this.
Basically harassing this
kid.
Dude.
And he's like a young kid, maybe in his 20s.
Okay.
And finally, Adele stops in the middle of the song. And is like, hold on, what's going on back there? Because all she can see is the one guy who's been dancing the whole time and security surrounding him.
Right.
And she's like, leave him alone. Start the song over.
There you go.
And they restart it.
Boom.
Another security guard comes up and goes, you're fine. Have fun. Guys, leave him alone. He's fine.
Miss Adele would actually like you to come backstage now.
And never come back again. Can you imagine? Someone's feeling your music and security's like, sit down.
Sit down. Stop dancing. Stop enjoying.
Adele's
stop loving
like,
life.
This is why I do what I do, you dummy.
He's goofy, like, bro. I'm glad she said something because that's quality. That lets her know.
Oh.
You don't think no matter where you sit in an arena that you ain't seen.
Yeah.
Right?
The footage is wild of the kid.
I want to see it.
I'm going to find it for you. Bet. I got you. Why did I do that? I took a bite of my sandwich again right before we had to go on the air.
Dog, I don't know why you keep asking that because I support it. I'd be snacking right now if I had something.
Well, you can eat food.
Let me get a bite of that sandwich.
You can have a bite of my real good food sandwich from Walmart, from the frozen section.
Let me get a little bite.
Have at it, my friend.
Good morning.
103.7 Kiss FM. Sorry, I'm eating on the air. How rude of me, but it is 6:30 in the morning and I'm hungry.
It's early and we hungry.
How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Chilling.
You know, I'm feeling good. It's a kind of melancholy start to the day for me. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a slow start.
I didn't know it was going to rain.
Why?
Like, even though there's a forecast every day.
I don't think it said this, though.
Did it?
No, I don't know. I didn't check. But I don't think it said rain.
I don't think it said it either, but I didn't check either. So I'm with you on that.
The forecast we didn't check.
I'm so with you.
Our forecast, imaginary forecast, had clear skies, sunny. It was going to be beautiful today. Yeah. What happened?
Well, yesterday, though, was a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Today may be dreary, but it's day two for you of what? A big day in your life,
right? It is day two. It's the follow-up, man.
Yes.
Yeah, so yesterday, we took young samurai, baby Sammy, to his first day of daycare.
Aww.
And he was clearly just completely fine with it. We were the ones in panic mode.
You did a whole thing on the air about how nervous you were. I saw you off the air, how nervous you were. Because it's scary to take your kids somewhere for the first time and leave them. You never want to let them go. You want them in front of you all the time.
Yep.
This is not the way the world works.
No, and it's not how it's going to continue to work.
He's going to become more independent, and that's we're all going to cry together. It's parenting.
But him being two really just kind of like put it into perspective of like, oh man, he's growing so fast.
Yeah.
You know, for the last 2 years, my little sister was the one to watch him. She's not doing that this year. We're having another baby, another boy, if you missed our reveal. So, you know, when the next one comes about, she went, nah, I'm good on that. So we had to look for childcare, and we were blessed enough to find somebody that made us feel comfortable, and we felt Sammy was comfortable too. So we said, all right, we're going to try it. Let's see. And yesterday was day one.
Erin had to go back to work.
Erin, yeah, she's a teacher.
School started,
That's right. That's right. So she's back at it, you know, in the classroom going crazy. I'm here. So who's going to watch Sammy?
Right.
He's not that independent yet.
Sammy's got the house. He's fine. Him and the dog.
He can let
fine.
The dogs out. Yeah, that's fine. Just feed the cat. You know what I'm saying? Make sure she don't get out when you let the dogs out, Sammy.
Yeah.
No, but we
were
worried.
I'm curious to know, though, like how it went. What happened when you got him, when you picked him up?
All right. You want me to tell you right now?
No, actually, we'll play a song. You can tell me next.
Bet.
Because you were so freaked out. So I want to know how the day went and if he was happy when you picked him up.
All right. I'll run it down.
I can't wait. Sammy probably gave you the stink face, like, where you been, Dad?
pick me up.
Really, Rob Haswell? Get it together.
What?
We need no rain today, okay? All I see is him with the forecast talking about rain. No, back it up.
Robbie Boy's just keeping it 100, man.
No, we don't want 100. We want 80 and sunny. You like my joke?
No, that was good.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Yesterday was a big day for you.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was a milestone event for us. We dropped Sammy off at daycare for the very first time.
And you were scared, admit it.
I'm not gonna cap. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was freaked out. I was tweaking. Yeah. I was bad. It was a tweaker aisle three. Guess who it is, me?
Tweaker aisle three. Guess who it is, me? You were worried, but he was okay when you picked him up, or what? What happened?
Okay.
He was totally fine.
This man couldn't have given a less of a bleep about us, bro. Man, not for real, for real, for real. Like, when my wife dropped him off yesterday, right? Yeah. First day of daycare.
Yeah.
She said, he walked in like he knew the place, which he did. We had gone to visit, right, first. But he walked in.
He was comfortable.
Right to the toys. Hi. Playing immediately. My wife said, okay, bye, Sammy. You know, abrazos, hugs, besos, kisses.
He didn't care.
Did care.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, well, now I'm going to start running late because I'm trying to be all sentimental. Bye. So she left. Fine. Miss Juana, the lady who's taking care of young Samurai, she gave us a couple updates. Like, it wasn't like every hour. I didn't end up calling or nothing like that.
Well, she's probably used to parents freaking out in the beginning.
Sure. She ended up sending us a picture, which we loved. Mm-hmm. It was amazing to see him throughout the day. Mm-hmm. But when I went to go pick him up after, I'm thinking he's going to be so excited.
He's going
to
run to you.
Run into my arms.
The best part of the day.
Papa! Ah, Papa! I get there. I knock on the window. I see Juana. I'm like, hi, I'm here. I'm all excited. Hi, eager beaver. Hi.
Yeah, like a window, like in the door. You're like waving. Yeah.
Right. She's like, hi. You know, I guess she's putting his shoes on because I'd let her know I was on the way. She opens the door, lets him out. He looks at me and goes, Papa.
That was it? He's like, what up?
Dabs me up.
No.
Grown man, I almost teared up. I was like, bro. He shook my hand. He didn't even give me a hug. Shook my hand, put his arms up to be lifted up. You know, scarecrowed it real quick. Was like, get me. Boss baby over here. I'm like, all right, boss baby man. I picked him up. I'm talking to him. I'm like, how'd he do?
He said, boss baby. Oh, that's funny.
How'd it go? And he's just hanging out. He's chilling. Didn't care.
No,
nothing in the world, man.
Dude, he's going to be fine. And I believe it. As much as you were freaked out, you and Aaron are very interesting social people. You have no problem making it in the world. He's going to be social just like both of you. I don't care what you say. He's going to have a great personality. He's going to be funny as hell like you and your wife. That's it.
Hopefully.
He's going to be. But I think it's funny that I remember wanting them to run out to you with the arms out like, Mom, Dad, I couldn't live without you. The fact that he walked out was like, what up?
What up, dog? What you been on?
His voice lowered.
I was just cooling with Juana over here. My dog. You know my peeps are inside. You want to meet the homies? I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Whoa. When did you start shaving? We didn't send you in that outfit.
You're like, what is happening here?
But you wanna hear how fine this little boy really was?
Yeah.
So I scooped him up right around nap time ish, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, I just changed him. He didn't get a chance to go down. All the kids are about to go down. I'm like, perfect. We're going home and he's about to take a nap.
Yeah, I'll change him then.
Fantastic. No, great. She changed him.
Oh,
she did change him
and then he's gonna fall. Yeah. He's
she was like, right, I was just about to lay him down, but since you're coming to get him, I'm obviously not putting him down.
Yeah.
Right?
Duh.
I'm like, cool, no problem. We going home.
Yeah.
As soon as I get home, he's going to bed.
Yeah.
Well, little man, so tuckered out from playing with all these kids that he starts dozing off in the car. All of a sudden, I hear a big yawn from the backseat. I'm like, Sammy, you good? Wake up, Poppy. Nope. He was dozed.
He was out because it was his first day at daycare.
Tuckered out.
Imagine if he had been there all day. Mm-hmm. He would have been asleep by 6.
Knocked.
I mean, seriously.
So we get home, and I'm going to get him out of the car, and like he's waking up.
Can you transport him, and he will go back to sleep?
No. Not easily.
That's a nightmare, then, when they fall asleep.
He'll wake up. Nah, he'll wake up. He's not the type. If he gets a quick little nap in the car, but thankfully it wasn't quick enough. So he starts waking up. He looks at me.
Mm-hmm.
He's groggy. Looks around, checks the garage, and then first words he says, Juana?
Oh, that was the woman who takes care of him.
He ain't even worried about us. He asked for her.
He was looking for Juana.
He was looking for Juana's house. I'm like, bro, what about this? It's one day, okay? Hold on. Don't go loving her more
all
than you.
All of a sudden, you're jealous. You know what's funny? That was the least of your fears. Your fears were that he was going to get hurt, somebody was going to abuse him, not take care of him, torture him, something.
All of it.
He comes out going, where's Juana? I like her more than you, honestly. Like, you didn't see that one coming, did ya?
Juana?
Did ya?
Parque? She let me do whatever I wanted. Juana? I wanna Juana? I was like, oh, okay, sir. We going inside to sleep. You overtired. Good night. Good night.
Buenos noches.
Yeah, for real. The long way. No, I was like, all right, man, get up out of here. But he's good.
That's good.
That I'm no less
happy.
Worried.
That makes me happy. Wait. Are you kidding me? After all that, you're still stressed out about it again on day two. DZ, come on. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. It's going to take me at least a week to acclimate.
You know what? My kids are going back to school next week. We'll do a check-in in like a month. Like, how is school and daycare going?
Oh, you thought I said I was worried about Sammy. No, dog. I'm worried about Juana now. He's too comfortable. I'm going to check in on her.
It's Tech Tuesday. Speaking of Tech Tuesday, we care about our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we especially care about our regulars. I know Destiny's not in the car listening to Kiss right now. She's still at work. But she posted a video of her baby walking. And I said, see, this is, we do care about what you guys are up to. I love your videos.
Look at Papito hamming it up.
He's walking. Yeah,
big steps.
One
big
of
stepper.
Our regulars, baby's walking. Woo!
Big ups to Destiny and the fam, man.
And yesterday, you took Sammy to daycare for the first time.
Everybody got milestones.
Everybody's evolving around here. It's great. I know they're babies, but they should evolve, but it's great.
But it's great, and we love it. It makes us happy.
So every Tuesday, though, we do Tech Tuesday. All brought to you by Wendy's, because they have an app. I don't know if you know about this. You just ordered food on it the other day.
Do I know about this?
The Wendy's app.
Do I know about this?
It's like a Frosty without the fries. So get the Wendy's app. Don't go through without it.
All right, I'm going to need you to stop saying Wendy's. I'm hungry, dog.
Sorry, my bad. I know. Me too, and I love Wendy's. So there are apparently 7 reasons why your phone battery is draining so fast. And I feel like I get a new phone and mine works like a charm. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at the point where I'm charging it again.
Yeah. Oh, dog.
I'm dying to know why it drains so fast.
I just went through the problem of wondering if my of my charger port not charging. And I'm wondering, like, is it broken?
Was it the charger or the phone?
It was me. It was dusty, so I had to clean it out.
It's me.
But every time something happens.
That was it.
New phones get, released all the time. And I'm like, are they doing that thing where, they start limiting your battery life so that you go, oh, I got to get a new phone. But no, it was just me because my phone wasn't going on the charger well. I don't have my bottom protected my case.
I pulled up my phone as soon as you said that because my OtterBox has a cover over the charging port. And so I've never had it get dirty enough. But if I didn't have it, I'd probably have to clean it out as well. Why are phones draining so fast, though? Like, what's wrong with the battery? What does this say?
Gee, so there is plenty reasons, and a lot you might not be aware of.
Okay.
So one of the number one reasons as to why your phone might be losing battery hella fast is your brightness.
Oh, like the brightness being up.
Everything you use on your phone is going to be a battery consumer. So the way your brightness is set up, it actually consumes more battery life because it takes more battery juice to run the high power, wattage to power those lights.
It makes total sense. It makes your brightness is up. It's going to drain your battery. I totally get that. And mine's always down to the point where people make fun of me and they go, turn your brightness up. I go, it hurts my eyes.
Mm.
And my sister tried to say if you have lighter eyes, light hurts it. I think that's made up. I don't think that's a thing.
You know what you can? I got a tip for you. Up your brightness and go to dark mode. Helps.
Dark mode does help. Dark mode's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
big facts.
Don't have your brightness up if your battery's draining. What else?
Another big factor.
Yeah.
Background apps. Nobody ever thinks about the background apps when you've got location services on, your Snapchat being whatever, everything up.
Anything the location is on is draining. Like, I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. People don't realize when they have their location on, it's draining your battery, which is mine's never on unless I'm in my Google Maps trying to get somewhere.
And this is a combo one because it's not just about location services apps. It's about apps in general. So say you go on the internet, search something up, woo, 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 close out, go on Snapchat, do something, woo,
close it
close
out.
Close out. go on Facebook, close out. You'd go on another app, close out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've now opened 5-6 apps, closed out of them. You think you're out of them, but you're not. They're running in the background.
I know, and I yell at my mom every time I go visit her because
close
97 apps are still open in my mom's phone. I go, Mom, did you close anything since I left here 3 months ago? No.
No.
What do you mean? I don't even know how.
Nope.
I go, it's one swipe. One swipe to close the apps in the background, Mom. So, just double click. Double click, honey. And then close them all. I have a friend my age, and she's embarrassing me because she won't close her.
What are you talking about? My wife won't.
I'm embarrassed. Okay, well, then I'm even more embarrassed now. So one of my good friends and your wife refused to close their apps in the background. What is that?
You don't need them. And then she wonders why her phone is always to die. My phone's about to die. I wonder why. Close out your apps. Yeah, maybe that'll help.
I really thought it was only old people.
No.
It's not.
No.
Okay, so apps being open, brightness on your phone, you're going to drain your battery.
And a very loud, I'll give you one more.
One location services being on, what else?
This one's a little like of a, huh?
What? Oh.
For my iPhone users out there, live photos.
What's wrong? Do live photos drain your battery?
Live photos,
why?
Motion backgrounds, anything that creates motion is going to be more draining. So if you want just a little bit of an edge up, you turn off your live photos.
I hate live photos anyway.
I love live photos. Well, that's some Harry Potter stuff.
I like them when people send them to me.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't like taking them.
I don't like taking them. Right. All right. Well, that's some good advice. Well, thank you.
I got you.
I appreciate that. And I hope everyone who's old, like your wife and my friend, will start closing their apps.
They
stop
won't.
Acting like they're 50 or 100.
They won't.
Not 50. 50, 100.
50, 100.
Because 50's not even old. 50, 100.
50, 100 years old.
All right. We're going to do What Would DZ Do Next. Don't go anywhere. It's
got
coming
you.
Up. Kiss FM.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, here we are. What Would DZ Do? What is the problem today?
C hit us up.
Mm-hmm.
And C is starting to see some red, some hatred.
Oh, say more.
For their upstairs neighbor.
Go on. Oh, they don't like their neighbor.
I knew you was going to go, the neighbor. Oh,
drama. Tell me more.
Mm-hmm. So C said, my upstairs neighbor is becoming unbearable.
Uh-huh.
They moved in back in January, and nothing's gone well since. They're up at all hours, literally all hours, all caps. Midnight, 2, 3, 4 a.m., and it sounds like they're either rearranging their entire apartment or playing with their dog. And it's naturally right above my bedroom.
Of course.
Now, I'm a light sleeper, and I know that's my own problem, but I've tried everything to remedy things on my end. I've tried fans, noise machines, earplugs. Nothing's done the trick. I wake up early for work, and it's really taken a toll on my life to the point where I've taken time off due to exhaustion.
Okay, now you're taking time off work because your neighbors are that loud?
They're that light of a sleeper.
What?
Honestly. Said the landlord said he's talked to them, but there's been no change. And the neighbor is definitely the type of person to accept the challenge and make things worse. What's my best course of action here? Help me make my situation work!
I haven't lived in an apartment or duplex in almost 10 years now.
A while.
Yeah, but I lived in them for years.
Yeah.
And man, do I not miss it. It's tough.
It is tough.
Having to deal with neighbors and people. And I get mad when my own neighbors next to my house are bugging me.
Really?
No, but you know what I mean.
But you know, sometimes you're like, ugh.
When people are literally on top of you.
Yeah. Well,
her
literally
neighbor is literally on top of her.
When you live in a situation where it's an up-down, I feel like it's worse.
Down.
It's worse than a left-right, you know, a side-by-side.
See, you don't want to live upstairs because you have to carry everything up, but you want to live upstairs because you don't have to deal with any noise.
You definitely don't want to live downstairs. I know. Ooh, I know it. I find this hard for C because there really isn't a remedy.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing they could do.
Really?
What are you going to... You've tried the fans. You've tried the noise machines. You tried earplugs. Now, the only thing I don't know if you have tried C is all three at once.
Mm.
Have you done it all? Mm-hmm. Have you started playing your own music? You know, maybe add music to the mix and do a combo of four.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that doesn't interrupt your sleep schedule. Because when you're grown, you're used to a certain sleep pattern.
Yeah.
You get new neighbors. Now, their lifestyle You don't know what it is. Maybe they work overnight. Or maybe they're just insomniacs. We got plenty of friends, myself included.
That was my other thought, was maybe they work third shift or something. Like, their sleep's is the opposite of yours.
Right.
And then what?
Right. Then there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And if you're not looking to approach the neighbor and have a heart-to-heart with them, the only thing you got right here, see, mama, papa, whatever, whoever you are, you got to move.
Yeah.
You got to find something new. Or you're going to have to switch jobs and get a sleep pattern like them so you guys can hang out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're either going to be best friends or you're going to be moving out.
Or bye.
Because there's nothing else that I see will remedy this unless you're going to try all four comboed up. Hit the noise machine, the fan, the earplugs, and play some music. Do it all.
Listen, if I have to do all that, now I'm irritated and now I'm coming. Now I'm on one.
You've already had to take time. C has already had to take time off of work.
That's crazy.
That's bad.
I don't want to say you should have to move, but at that point, you've affected my life. I'm losing money now.
What you going to do?
One of us has to go. One of us has to go.
You're not going to call the cops because they're going to get there and be like, they're not making excessive noise. They're just bothering you.
If you called the cops, you'd be a Karen. It'd be embarrassing. You can't call the cops on this.
Thank you.
No. 414-533-1037. DZ says, you got some options. I say move. What the hell? So just get out. Uproot your whole life because screw them.
Just screw it. just be homeless. You figure it out.
Spend months looking for an apartment, putting a down payment, moving because they can't get it together. It's all on you now. This is why it's not what would Allie do. This is why it's what would DZ do. We'll take your calls and your texts next. Shame on me. I didn't even mention we've got Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45.
How dare you disrespect them and yourself and everybody in the state like that?
So disrespectful. You know what? Put me in timeout. Tell me to leave. And I'm going home. I'll take a timeout.
You know what?
No.
Timeout.
Never mind. I can't leave. I'm here. Okay, let's do What Would DZ Do?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so C wrote in and hates the upstairs neighbor to the point where C had to take off time from work because so much sleep has been interrupted.
They've been there since the beginning of the year and are up at all hours interrupting their sleep schedule. You got a night owl and a day hawk.
I know people who date that are like this, and I'll never understand it.
Sometimes it works.
It works because they never see each other.
But when you're not dating and it's your upstairs neighbor and they're waking you up at all hours, it starts to get excessive.
All right, let's go to Jessica in Racine this morning. Good morning, Jessica. How's it going?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Don't be all timid with us, girl.
Don't get bashful now. This is What Would DZ Do, whether you give good, terrible, or great advice.
That's probably bad like all of us. Go ahead. What do you got, Jessica?
So my first question is, has she actually gone and talked to the upstairs neighbor?
Nah, you can tell they haven't.
Then you need to. You need to go and be nice the first time and then just progressively get meaner.
Like, get in their face and make it awkward and be polite and then kill them with kindness. If that doesn't work, start killing them with hatred. I got it.
Yeah.
Last
time that I lived in an apartment, it was my husband, my three kids, and myself, and we got some young kids who liked to smoke pot in the apartment. It would blow right into my kids' room. First couple of times, I was nice and was like, hey, you guys can't do this in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do it outside. Like, there's no smoking in the apartment.
I'm not trying to be a bad guy here,
but I have children.
But we've got kids, right?
Smoke your
your CBD
away from
outside.
My children. yes, exactly.
And then I progressively just got worse to the point where I had to call the cops.
So that's tough.
Need to explain your situation and be like, hey, you know, I'm a light sleeper. If any way you could be a little bit quieter, especially in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywhere else in the house, I wouldn't care. But in my bedroom, just try to keep it down a little bit.
Please. Por favor, please.
I hear that.
You might not want to, and C might be non-confrontational, but in this situation, if you want a chance, you might need to have that heart-to-heart that you've been avoiding.
Well, Jessica's like, you started messing with my family. I asked you nicely. Now it's go time.
Yeah.
I think most of us would feel that way.
Now the fangs come out.
Now it's on.
When it comes to the smell of that herbal smokage, no, I am not a fan of it. I tried to be nice.
Yeah.
Nope. After, I think, the fourth time, I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Just scream. I'm done. Edibles like everyone else.
Right?
Jessica said, I tried to be cool. I was trying to be cool, y'all.
I tried to be nice.
That was you're making me mad. Patch four.
She said, okay, that 70s show. Chill out down here.
Right? All right, Jessica. Now that's messed up.
I have a question. Oh.
Yes.
I missed on Friday what the sex of your baby is, and I cannot find it anywhere.
What? Oh,
it's online. We put everything online. We have a daily podcast. The whole show goes up after the show. Mm-hmm. No commercials, no music. You can hear everything back. It's on our Odyssey app, or our website. You had to listen to the whole show. You had to listen.
I listened up until I think it was like 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you just barely missed it.
Jessica, we did wait till 9:55. I'm not gonna lie, we were jerks that day.
We were jerks that day. No need to ask.
So you can go back and listen, but since you're being so sweet, we'll tell you.
It's a boy. Oh, I love it. I love it, Jessica.
Well, now DZ's going to have two boys, and I have two boys. It's going
to
be a fun
thing.
And
now you need to have a little girl, and then you're done.
Whoa, Jessica. Okay, wait, Jessica. We're getting ahead of ourselves here.
She's talking to me or you? Because, honey, that ship has sailed for me. The IUD's in, and it ain't coming out. The IUD's in for life at this point, okay? And DZ, he may have a girl, but not me.
we appreciate you, though, Jessica. That was awesome. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Lindsay in Franksville real quick and see what she has to say. Lindsay!
Good morning.
Now that we got that out of the way.
I've been up since 4, so I'm with you guys. I'm on the Odyssey app now.
Yes!
I had to go back and listen to like the very end and skip 30 seconds to find out that it was a boy.
But she did it.
Lindsay went back and she found it on the Odyssey app.
What a trooper. What a trooper.
Yeah, people don't realize we post that. So sometimes people come up to me and they go, what happened with the date? And I go, it's on the internet. We put everything on the internet.
I missed
that. I had to go back and listen to the tennis date yesterday.
Did you hear that? What a hot mess. Let me tell you, Lindsay. Yes. But this is not about my tennis date.
This is us. We're a hot mess.
Back to C. On track.
Yeah, on track.
But what would DZ do? We're trying to help C out. Upstairs neighbors becoming an absolute hassle. 9 months, basically bad vibes all around, up at all hours, messing with their sleep. What do you suggest that they could do to help remedy their situation?
I'm with Jessica a little bit. I think, you know, you got to kind of make nice and just kind of talk to them like, hey, like, I have to get up early for work. I'm a light sleeper. I've tried this. You know, can you help me out here a little bit? And if they're as petitious as they are, then maybe you need to be a little petty betty and just, you know, I'm getting up at 5 a.m. So are you, and crank your music. Start making your own noise. But I think DZ, I think you're right. And Allie, I think it's they may have to move.
Yeah, somebody texted in and said, seriously, though, talk to the neighbor. The landlord probably hasn't. If that doesn't work, call the cops. I did wonder if the landlord actually said anything. Mm-hmm. Me too. Somebody else texted in and said, I have the opposite problem. I'm the upstairs neighbor and I can't stand my downstairs neighbors. My advice would be read the lease.
Oh.
Maybe there's something in there about a noise ordinance. Quote the lease when complaining to the landlord. Sure. That's what I did. And my downstairs neighbor got a 5-day eviction notice.
Hey, yo.
Call me a Karen, but she sucked big time.
I mean, if it gets to there, I'm just not the type of person to want to take it there straight up. I kind of liked what Lindsay was leaning towards, though. Say, listen, if they're falling asleep at 4 or 5 a.m. and that's when you're getting up, guess who's up now? Alarms, music, showers. We making hella noise.
I don't know. It's weirdest thing.
I need something to hit, like a pan. Welcome to my world. Like, you know.
I stomp in the morning. I stomp. No. Lindsay, I love it. I'm going with your advice now. Switching teams. Start making all the noise.
Get a pot and a spoon.
Ding, 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 ding.
And have a great day.
You're going to wake up with Ellie and DZ with me. What's up now?
Well, that's right. Cranking it on the Odyssey app. Boom. What? Alexa, volume 10.
Lindsay, we love you. Have a great day.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Jonas Brothers tickets coming up before 8 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. They're going to be here November 20th at the Fiserv.
Less than an hour away, yo. Another chance. We doing it all week long.
I see when I woke up this morning, it was dark out, which already made me angry.
It was wet and wild out. What are you talking about?
It was wet.
Weird.
Because, you know, the summer hours are done. The morning light is gone.
Stop saying that.
Well, I'm not trying to be depressing. It's like as soon as school started, the next day I wake up, and everything's dark outside. It's annoying.
Really? It kind of happens quick, doesn't it? All of a sudden, you wake up and go, why is this still... It was just...
And people like us notice because we go to work so early. It's only 64 degrees outside right now. You invited me to chill on the hill tonight.
Dog.
And it's the last one, which means it's now or never.
The literal last one for the season. You don't have a chance to make this up. We don't have next week. This is the week.
And I've never been to Chill on the Hill in Bayview, and I love a good outdoor concert. So, of course, I was like, absolutely, I'm in.
And fam, for clarification
But now I'm looking
purposes.
At the weather, and I'm like, is it going to rain? Oh, no.
Hold on.
Yeah.
For clarification purposes, you don't mean you haven't been this year. You mean you have never been to Chill on the Hill.
I've been to Bayview multiple times,
but not experienced Chill on the Hill at Humboldt Park.
Never.
It's a wonderful experience.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. And I told Owen and Hudson we're going.
Did you?
Yes.
You told the boys?
Yes.
Let's go, because that makes it real.
And then they can take care of Sammy, and we can do whatever we want.
They can run around and chase him.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, let's go.
You hear that, Hudson? You're taking care of Sammy tonight. You hear that?
Unpaid. Unpaid internship. It's for the experience.
Hope you're listening. Tonight's the night. You're working. Well, we're not. So I'm excited for tonight. It looks like it's not going to rain, though, tonight.
No.
Unless the forecast gets crazy. It said 3 p.m. was the only hour I saw rain.
Okay.
But again, as if I believe any of this.
And as long as you bring like a little lawn chair or a blanket, something to sit on, I ain't worried about it because obviously the ground might still be a little damp.
Oh, well, now... See? Don't tell me things to turn me off.
I got chairs and blankets, though.
I got one chair.
Don't worry about
it. Owen and Hudson are fine.
they're going to be more than busy chasing Sammy. We don't got to worry about them needing
a
chair.
Now that I think about it, I've only gotten my lawn chair out once this summer. Like, that's horrible.
You got to get a couple more uses
of it. Normally, it's at Brewer games and, you know, picnics.
Yep.
I was like, wow, I only got it out once for Post Malone at Alpine Valley. That was it.
This bad boy kind of dusty.
It's dusty.
We got to wipe that dust off. We going to chill on the hill, dog.
Oh, my kids didn't play baseball this year.
Oh,
that's where we always had them out. They were always out, right?
Right.
Dude, both of my children are trying to call me right now. I'm on the radio, okay?
We're busy doing life.
Go back to bed. We're
life
busy.
Life and work.
He hung up on me. All right, well, maybe we'll see you tonight.
I hope so.
For the final night.
I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. We haven't even looked it up. My wife said who was playing, but I was like, it doesn't matter. It's the last day at Chill on the Hill. We going.
I don't go to Jazz in the Park because of who's playing. No offense.
I go
for the atmosphere and the fun.
Facts.
I go for the experience.
Exactly. The ambiance.
You had me at music. Mm-hmm. Sold.
Big sold.
Say less, okay? Am I the Jerk is coming up next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well. He wants to know if he's a jerk for deleting her Instagram.
What's going on today, yo?
We're going to call this guy Marty.
Marty.
Marty McFly. Listen up. Marty said, am I the jerk for permanently deleting my girlfriend's Instagram? Yikes. He said, my girlfriend and I have been dating for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. I don't have any social media. I'm a pretty private guy, and I like keeping my personal life to myself.
I feel that.
My girlfriend, on the other hand, is obsessed with social media. She loves Instagram. She has hundreds and hundreds of photos. She posts them every single day, and she's constantly scrolling through Instagram every waking moment she's not working or sleeping.
Addicted.
She would rather spend time attention-seeking from her 5,000-plus followers. She's got a following.
Oh, also she's IG famous.
Oh.
Got it. Okay, got it.
She'd rather spend time attention-seeking than spend some quality time with me. So I confronted her a few times about this in the past, and she always tells me she'll cut down on the Instagram usage, but she never did. So last week, she was using my laptop because her laptop was at the store, and I noticed she forgot to log out from her email. So I did the forgot password thing and reset her password to log into Instagram, and then I Googled how to delete Instagram.
Because he doesn't know how.
What a dummy.
Well, he doesn't have it.
Right. And then he followed the link and deleted the account.
Yo.
She woke up the next morning, started screaming, said, "You didn't permanently delete it, or you should have deactivated it, and now you betrayed my trust."
Oh, he deleted, not deactivated. Now I got it.
Yikes.
It's gone. Yeah. All her followers, no, her fame, no.
He said, "Now she won't talk to me." She says she can't recover the Instagram, and her profile of 10 years is lost forever. I think she's being childish and throwing a tantrum over an app. Am I the jerk?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Oh, man.
Listen, if she doesn't want to spend time with you because she's on Instagram, that doesn't mean you delete the Instagram. You delete her.
No.
What's wrong with you? Come on. If it's not, what do you do? Leave her stuff alone.
Uh-huh.
And she's the issue. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
Come on.
But why are we so sensitive when it comes to social media? Why do we give it that much importance?
I would go both ways on that. Mm-hmm. There's the people like him who are going, she needs to chill and get a life. Yeah. And then there's people like her probably going, it's time to evolve. Everybody's on social at this point. It's one of the things in the world you can't avoid. For years, people are like, I'm not doing it, or I'm not getting on this, or I'm not getting on that. At this point, it's a ways of communicating. We're all on it for the most part.
I do understand that. And
you're fighting the man for something stupid.
Where he has jerky behaviors because he touched something that technically wasn't his.
Yeah.
Right? You know, he deleted something
it
of
forever.
Hers. He permanently deleted
forever.
Her social media just because he was feeling some type of way himself.
He wasn't getting enough attention.
Where I say he's not a jerk, though, is because it is only social media and we can't be giving it this much importance, y'all.
True.
She should be getting a life. She's ignoring her real relationship for her virtual relationship. Well, she's catering more to that.
If she said, oh, I'm making money off of this, or this is my livelihood, which you can now. You can make money on social media if you're doing it right. A lot of people make full livings now at this point.
Making bank.
I mean, there's people making them. They don't even need to work and they still work. But,
right.
You know, it's not like he said she was making money off of it. It was a form of income for her. That's when I would be like, now you're really out of line.
I recently saw something where a girlfriend deactivated her boyfriend's gamer account, and he was a streamer. That's how he gets paid. That's his source of income.
That's so rude.
And she permanently deleted that. So a similar situation
that
where it's
would
like,
be hell no.
When it's your source of income, it's like, oh, I quit your job for you.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's different. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is that quite the same because it's just social. She's just wanting the attention.
Yeah.
She just, 10 years of memories. Well, you were losing 10 years of memories. You've done lost 5 years of a relationship so far because you've been so neck cranked looking down at your phone that you ain't living life.
And if you have a girlfriend who's obsessed with social media and you're not on it, it's not a match. That's my opinion. I'm just saying. 414-533-1037. That's like, you're obsessed with it, and I'm not even on it, we're not a match.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have likes and dislikes, and we all have different ones. This is like an obsession of hers.
This is a lack of compatibility
I don't know. I'm going to say he's definitely the jerk for deleting her Instagram because he wasn't getting enough attention.
I hear you. I'm going to go with he's not the jerk because I feel like he was helping her out realize the actual life that she's living and leaving currently.
And missing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 414-533-1037. I cannot wait to hear how people are going to go on this. Do you think he's the jerk for deleting the Instagram?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Marty wants to know if he's a jerk for deleting his girlfriend's Instagram. She had over 5,000 followers, and he said she was obsessed with it. He doesn't have any social media. He's sick of it. It's her attention seeking from Instagram. He's not getting any. So he deleted he didn't deactivate. He deleted it.
Permanently. He hit a wall and said, no, we're done with this. And you are too, baby.
And then she freaked out. He wants to know if he's the jerk, which, whatever. I said, yes.
He was helping her in the long run. I'm saying no.
Fine. All right. Let's start with Whitney this morning in Milwaukee. Good morning, Whitney. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think? Is he the jerk for deleting his girlfriend's Instagram?
Talk to us.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Go on.
Just because she lost all those photos permanently. That was my first thought. Like, she lost all those photos permanently.
Oh. It's all gone. There's nowhere to find it.
Deactivate.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking she got them backed up something or like on a laptop or on a hard drive, something. Hopefully.
Well, there are times where I delete pictures on my phone, Whitney, because I know they're up on my social media and I don't need them. I know where I can find them.
Because you're not deleting them on social.
It's like, oh, they're on my Facebook. I'll go find them on my Facebook. If I need that picture of my kids when they were two, I know exactly where it is. So if someone deleted that, ooh, I would be devastated.
I ain't think about that now.
Yeah.
Ooh, uh-huh. Whitney.
Uh-huh.
Especially because she had the account for 10 years. Obviously, she hasn't had the same phone for 10 years. And who knows if those photos are backed up. Like, that's a lot of memories, usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of thirst traps on Instagram. That's a lot of bikini pictures.
I was thinking memories, but thirst traps for sure, too.
I mean, I was thinking kids till you said Instagram, and then I was like, oh, that's a lot of bikini pictures.
Wow.
No, seriously, though.
He sounds insecure.
Mm-hmm. 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 I'm following.
I just think she needs to find someone who's passionate about social media, because there are a lot of people that are.
Right.
There are people that meet up to talk about it. Let's be real. Like, if you're not a match.
Find a man on IG.
Literally. Please, Lord. All right. Thanks for calling, Whitney. Whitney says jerk.
Have a good one.
You too. Later.
Let's go to Amanda in Waukesha this morning. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Hey, girl. Amanda. Oh, wait. She's on 4, not 8. Hold on, Alyssa. Go back to it. There we are. Amanda.
Ah.
Hello. Whoops.
We didn't delete you. We just pulled up the wrong account.
No permanent deletion here.
We just deactivated you for a minute.
Oh, hold on, Alyssa. I got my A's mixed up.
It's Amanda now.
It's Amanda.
Amanda, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning.
Is he the jerk for deleting the Instagram?
I can see both sides, but I'm going to go, in the long run, not a jerk.
Woo! Let's go. Why you say that?
Same as you, DZ. I think, you know, if it's been 5 years and they've had this talk and he's asked her repeatedly and she can't put it down, she's got a problem.
Thank you. It's an addiction.
Got a problem, and maybe if she starts over, it won't be, you know, if she has to have it, maybe it'll be less. Maybe she'll start seeing his point, and maybe they can move on. If not, then he's going to know she chooses Instagram over him.
Yeah. Mm. Amanda's saying,
like an ultimatum.
If she can let go of these attachments, and now that the 10-year profile, all those memories are forever gone, hopefully you can move forward and realize how non-important it actually is.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Who doesn't have stuff backed up to the cloud? That's her own fault.
I feel attacked, Amanda. I gotta tell you what. You know what, though? I gotta say, I had an observation more recently than ever this summer, which was when I was posting. I would go out, and there were certain times I never posted anything, and I went, oh, I forgot to post. And I went, uh-huh. Oh my God, I was having fun. Like, I had this moment where
I was in the moment,
and I was able to pinpoint what people I was enjoying my time with and the ones I wasn't by how much I was posting. I know that sounds horrible, but it's true. I'm talking even about dating. Like, I would be dating and posting, and I'd be like, oh, this guy's boring me if I'm on Instagram.
If you're scrolling, what if she's the same way?
And then there would be people that I dated who I never looked at my phone once when I was out with them, and I thought, wow, like, I'm present. So she's not present. She's not into it, man.
Man, I hear that, because she might have not been into it for the last 5 years, and she's been scrolling because she's not. Oh!
And she doesn't even realize. She just checks out. It's subconscious.
He's even less of the jerk in my head now, G.
No, he's the jerk for deleting her Instagram. He should have just broken up with her. But you and Amanda say not the jerk.
Him not knowing what he was doing, and he might have thought it was something else. I think that was pure, like, dummy. I didn't know the severity of it.
Right. He doesn't know how to work it. He thought it was deactivated, probably.
Because he doesn't have social media.
Bet you he still don't. Marty don't feel bad. Mm-hmm.
Well.
And Amanda said not the jerk.
Okay. Hey, fair enough. Thanks for calling, Amanda.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
So now we got to go to the tiebreaker. Now we will go to Alyssa and Racine. Now you can hit
Alyssa,
her.
Alyssa, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for being so patient.
We're split down the middle. Is he a jerk for permanently deleting his girlfriend's Instagram because she's on it all the time?
Yes, I think he definitely is the jerk.
Hey, man.
I think it's one thing if, you know, he saw that little forgot password and changed, you know, the password for a couple days.
Sure.
To actually go and delete it. Like, even if she has a problem, it's not his problem to take into his own hands.
That so I think, part.
You know, you can have a conversation with her. You can try other things. But you can't just go it and solve it for
you
her.
Can't save people. You can't force them to change. They have to want to do it on their own. They have to want to get off social media, lose weight, be more active. Whatever your peeve is, your pet peeve with your person, they have to do it no matter what you do.
You can't force
it. You can delete Instagram. She's going to go make another. You can tell them go run. They're going to sit on the couch. They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't know.
Oof. But
you can't control other people.
And now they probably have even more problems with their relationship than just that she's on Instagram. So
I know, that's right.
You can't go in and make a big change like that. Because like the first caller said, you know, all those memories are on there too. So,
well,
you know, it has a lot of value from the past too.
He's sleeping on the couch, I believe.
On the couch? He's going to find a new couch. Marty was thinking about marriage. He's going to end up solo dolo.
The thing is, to really get back at him, she could have posted a sexy pic, but he won't see it because he's not on social media.
petty fighting petty.
Petitious has entered the building.
All petitious.
All right. Thanks for calling, Alyssa. We appreciate you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You right. too.
So two jerks, one not a jerk. You can always text in and let us know if you think that he's a jerk for deleting his girlfriend's Instagram.
Marty lost this one today.
He did. You know what time it is? It's time. Hit it. Hit it. Ah, hey boys, ha. Nick, Kevin, Joe, they're coming to town on November 20th and we've got your tickets at Kiss FM. I'm talking about the Jonas Brothers, hello.
I'm busy dancing, I don't want to talk.
I love this song, Only Human right now, caller 33, you're going to the show, 414-533-1037, good luck. So excited for the Jonas Brothers to be back in town, November 20th at the Pfizer Forum. Angelique is calling from West Allis this morning. Good morning, Angelique.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what are you up to this morning, Angelique?
Driving to work.
What's work?
What's work? Well, work is what most people do Monday through Friday.
I mean, where is work? What do you do? Tell me everything.
I am a behavioral technician, so I work with autism kids.
Oh, look at you. Making a difference and helping people. We like it. Well, Angelique, I would have given them to you anyway, even if you had a no job. But she won Jonas Brothers tickets.
Oh, my God.
You are calling 33. You're going to see him. Have you ever seen him in concert?
I was 7 when last time I saw them, and I had fallen asleep with my cousin, and her and I were literally just talking about going to see them.
Perfect. November 20th, Pfizer Forum. Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be, Angelique?
Where's your Johnny's brothers?
Oh, my gosh. And how old are you now?
I'll be 22 September 9th.
I love these stories of people that, like, grew up with them, and now they're, like, 30s or 20s or 40s. It's like a...
I got chills. That was dope.
It's nostalgia.
That was dope.
They've been around your whole life for you, Jonas Brothers.
Right.
And their life, too.
You grew up with them as they grew up with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Oh,
well,
I love it.
This is. I'm excited. You better not fall asleep at this one.
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Okay.
Drink a Red Bull or something.
Something, Angelique. Hold on. We're going to get your info, okay?
Okay.
All right. We will have tickets again tomorrow. Same time. That is so cool. I love people
same
that are.
Time?
Same time.
Same place?
7:45 tomorrow. That's what you got. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Bad Bunny started getting... He's one of those, like, trending people in my mind right now. Like, you know who's on fire. He's one of them right
he's
now.
He's one for sure.
He's one of them. His career, his relationship with Kendall Jenner, everything's on fire right now. He's doing well for himself.
Oh, yeah, he's out here.
But he shared a nude selfie in the mirror the other day, which I saw the headline and go, oh, clickety click.
The clickety click. What is this?
Let me be the judge of this one. Because it said, oh, Bad Bunny's leaving little to the imagination. I said, well, let me find out for myself.
You and everybody else.
Now, you can't see anything private, but you can see very close. And
it's like a weird silhouette, silhouette.
Everyone is losing their mind over this picture because, ¿cómo se dice Bush?
Se dice the carpet matches the drapes.
I can't. Everything that's coming out of my mouth is inappropriate. So I'm actually filtering it and stopping myself right now.
Good.
Because if I was shouting out what I was thinking, it would not be okay. Okay, so yeah. So Bad Bunny's getting a lot of attention because of his...
Manscaped. What?
Non-grooming. And
he's natural.
I don't know. Everybody's got their own preference when it comes to grooming. So do you, boo-boo, but I think we all know where Bad Bunny stands on the issue.
And now we see...
But I see Kendall Jenner in these tiny bikinis. She has to have everything lasered at this point. Like, I'm sorry, because there's no way.
We see what she likes for herself, but we also what she likes out of her man.
Well...
Mm.
I mean. I feel like I have so much more information than I was supposed to have about these two, but here I am now.
We seeing them canoodle. Listen, the only thing left to the imagination is actually watching them do the deed.
Yeah, exactly. At this rate. So enjoy the Bad Bunny selfie where he...
You going to drop the link?
No, I'm going to drop a hairbrush because you're going to need it.
You're taking these pair of scissors.
I've got it all figured out.
You do?
No, that's a lie. I say that every day and I never have it figured out. But I think I do. And then I come back with my tail between my legs and say, never mind.
Yeah, I lied.
Well, DZ, I actually think I figured it out for real.
No. What did you figure out?
Tell me. The men are in Wisconsin. It's not Home Depot. It's not Home Depot. I know that's where you thought I was going. It's not Lowe's. It's not Menards. Because you know what? All of us are there now. Us women, we're bad. We're bad bees. We go to Home Depot ourselves.
What do you mean? They all on the golf course. Getting away from their wives.
The women or the men?
Both.
The men are at the golf course. The women are at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're telling me?
Now, it's the flip. No, but you figured out where the men are at?
I walked in somewhere, and I looked around, and my eyes got huge, and I went, I've never seen so many men in one spot.
Were you at a bar?
One time. Nope.
Were you at a...
It's a very famous place in Wisconsin.
Not a bar?
Not a bar. Not even close to a bar. But trust me, we all know what it is, and we've all been there.
What?
And I'll tell you where it is next. I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner.
I don't have a guess. I gotta be real.
I mean, you told me to go manhunting at Home Depot. No, thank you. That's not where I'm busy at Home Depot. I'm shopping.
Where did you find the men?
I'll tell you next. I can't believe I walked in. I went, why didn't I think of this sooner? Why? I'll tell you next. Move over Home Depot. Move over Menards. Move over Lowe's.
Dang, they all moving over?
Well, they don't have to, but I got a new man in town.
Oh.
That's 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And don't forget, every day this week, Jonas Brothers tickets. Just gave them to Angelique this morning in West Dallas at 7:45. Another chance tomorrow.
Angelique talking about some, I ain't seen them since I was 7 years old.
Crazy. And now she's in her 20s and she's going to go see them. I think that's such a cool story.
Full circle. Mm-hmm. It gave me chills.
So DZ, as a single woman, people are always telling me where to go to find men, whether I ask or not, okay? Whether it's solicited or not. It's like, you should go here. You should go here.
Oh, you're going to find the men here,
and
girl.
And I'm like, I didn't even ask. I didn't ask. Like, I'm good.
Hella unsolicited dating tips.
Like, I'm good. Some days I'm in the mood, some days I'm not. But boy, was I in the mood the other day when I walked into this
establishment?
A Wisconsin establishment. I freaked out and I went, why did I never come here for men before? This is crazy.
Okay, so I already know.
You know it's in Wisconsin.
It's in Wisconsin.
It's a business.
It's not a bar, because I asked if it was a bar and you said no. Is it the Princeton Club?
It is not, but the gym is a good one.
Right.
You have to be. The problem with the gym is I assume everybody's on a high fit level and I am not.
okay.
But they're probably not either, right? But a gym is a great place if you're looking to be healthy and find a partner. But it's not the gym.
Club.
It's not a bar.
I'm out of guesses.
It is not a home improvement store, but it is a famous Wisconsin business.
Joann Fabric.
No.
Michaels.
No, but I love them.
Oh.
And we've been in, that's where you, no. No.
I'm lost. I have no clue where you're finding the men at,
Allie. Oh my God. Two people texted in the right answer.
No way.
Two people already knew without me saying a thing.
No way.
They knew.
Hold on. I got to go to the text.
I said nothing and they got it. Two people got the right answer. They know.
Is it the back to back?
They know.
Oh!
They know.
Is that really where?
They know.
Ain't no way.
That's it.
No way.
It was lunchtime and I stopped to get a Diet Coke at good old Quick Trip. And the hot bar was bumping with dudes and they were all in their construction outfits and I was like sweating. I was like, huh, nobody told me the mineral at the Quick Trip hot bar at lunch. Hello? And there's this line of dudes all the way wrapped around Quick Trip. And I'm like, huh? I'm sweating. I'm like, what the hell?
You about to fall out.
I was about to fall out. And I was like, I know some of y'all are married, which is fine. But who's not?
Who's like, not?
Shout out to who's not. Like,
everybody put your left hand up.
Why did I think about a gas station at lunch with a hot bar? Like, duh. Duh. So, and those are the ones who don't have a woman who's not making them anything. And they don't have a lunch box.
True.
They're getting it on the go. And
ooh,
I'm like,
smart.
Hi.
I'll cook for you, baby.
No, I won't, but I'll pick it up.
But I'll tell you I will.
And I'll pick it up at Quick Trip and make it look pretty.
I'll go to the hot bar for you. Yo, so Allie.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, why didn't I think of this?
Let me clarify. You found hot dudes at the hot bar?
At Quick Trip, correct.
At Quick Trip.
At Quick Trip.
Wow.
And it was so busy. So busy. And I thought, wow. And it was a short 5-minute stint. Like, you have to get there when it's hot.
It is an in and out. Yeah. Because they're in and out. They're on the clock.
The line was all the way out, like all the way around the store. And I was like sweating. And so I walked over to the hot bar. And by the time I turned around, they were already checked out. And I went, oh, there's a quick window here to catch these men on their lunch.
No pun intended.
So, I'm saying I was surprised. And to the people that wrote in, somebody said, Quick Trip at 6 a.m. See, we're on the air already. But I have been into gas stations around 5.
Oh,
and
sure.
And I always see tons of dudes at the gas. And I'm like,
oh. Everybody's on the way to work. But on I'm the like, way to the site.
But I'm not in the mood. It's early. You know what I mean?
Somebody, you in go mode.
I went, I'm not thinking about it at 6 a.m. at lunch.
But at lunchtime?
I'm done with work. I'm relaxed. I'm aware.
Allie walked into Quick Trip and that mug was bumping. She was like, Allie was like, hey, boys.
And you can picture
where'd this seltzer come from? Which I love to.
I may get a job at Quick Trip just because. Whoever texted in, Allie, you've cracked the code. You're darn right. Let me tell you about it. And every guy, you can picture the line. They're either wearing bright neon shirts,
orange or green,
orange vests as like a construction vest.
One or two hard hats was in
orange
that mug.
Orange or green and jeans and boots. That was it.
Shell toes. You already know. Or not shell toes, steel toes.
You know, I like a working man. I was like, hey, boys.
All them blue collar boys have been that mug.
Do I need things fixed? Yes, I do.
Do I need help pumping gas that I didn't get? Yes, I do.
Actually, we can set the gas on go mode.
mode.
And we can just chit chat while it's pumping itself.
Allie said, we'll set the gas on go mode and you and me can get in go mode. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about the fountain bar and the hot bar. So anyway, that's all. I just had to let you know this because Cecilia in Caledonia just texted in. Women everywhere are getting dolled up for freaking Quick Trip right now.
Are you kidding me? Quick Trip down the road just got packed.
All of a sudden.
For no reason.
Ladies, not till noon. It's you too early. The guys are working right now, okay? And if you like women, they're working too. But we're all going to meet at Quick Trip at noon. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Give me the bat signal if you heard me.
All the single people, y'all will reconvene at Quick Trip at noon.
Well, and it might have been the location. I'm sweating. Look at me. I'm fanning myself. I'm so hot. And I mean, temperature-wise hot. I was at the Quick Trip on Highway 100 and Greenfield.
Bust them out, why don't you?
Well, I'm gonna.
Dang.
Because the whole staff in there was like, hey, Allie. I was like, hey. So if they're listening, I'll be back.
See y'all at noon.
See y'all later.
Allie's gonna be at Quick Trip. The rest of us, we gotta go to Speedway.
The married people to Speedway immediately.
Speedway and BP only, y'all.
What if we did that? Where you were like married people at this gas station, single people at this one. So you knew where everybody belonged.
It just sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong. And that's why I'm for it. 414-533-1037. If you want to call or text and share another place to find a man, I thought Home Depot
Allie
was
will
it.
Take it.
I will take it. I'm thirsty.
Where the men at?
I went on a horrible, horrible date this weekend. And I talked about that yesterday. And so, yeah. DMs are open.
Gee, it can't be just Quick Trip. I know somebody else got a honey hole for you to go fishing. I know somebody else got a honey hole.
Did you just say that?
Yeah, I did. What?
Are you crazy?
What? I'm trying to help you out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 533-1037.
Where the men at?
Somebody said, I'm about to make my husband go to Taco Bell for lunch. He's no longer allowed to go to Quick Trip. Uh-oh. I just realized one of our regulars is a working woman, hard working woman.
Oh, yeah.
103.7 Kiss FM. Pull up Saucy Sandra.
Well, first, we got to pull up her theme song.
Saucy Sandra.
I'm different, yeah. I'm different.
You are, and you work with the boys. You're a landscaper. You're out there.
She be at Quick Trip.
She knows where they're at. And
yes,
I was at Quick Trip the other day, like, oh my God, I'm there's so many men at the hot bar at lunch. What am I doing? This is overwhelming. Sandra, talk to me.
Allie got flustered.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Let me tell you, sometimes in the morning I have to wipe the drool from my chin.
Oh, girl.
I can't even lie.
Yes. Same.
The other day, though, I must say, one of my neighbors I've never seen before was walking with his shirt off, and I almost pulled over and said,
he surprised
there
you.
Is single women in this town. You need to keep a shirt on. You cannot walk around like that, okay?
Saucy said, sir, it is dangerous out here for people like you.
Dang. Right away, I looked at my, from down the road, I'm like, ooh. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is illegal.
Saucy rolled the window down. Hey, Daddy.
Hey there, hey. No.
He said, what's up, Mommy?
You trying to be different with me?
Hey, Daddy.
Get out of here.
I'm going to leave the room,
y'all.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing. I'll be back. I'm going to go get some water.
Sandra and I are very busy talking about where to
y'all
find the
this.
Men. Whoever texted in, they said, Allie, the Quick Trip you went to, I know, it's right across from the fire station. I didn't even think about that when I saw all the dudes in there. I've already ridden a few fire trucks. I'm good.
That's funny. Yes, most definitely. Quick Trip is the place to go.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll see you there at noon. I'm sweating. I think I need to stop talking. I'm fanning myself. Can you hear it? This is how hot I am right now. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
And whoever texted in and said her husband's not allowed to go to Quick Trip anymore, I promise I will not hit on any men that are taken, okay?
Allie walks into Quick Trip and just makes sure.
We're just watching. And if they give us the eyes, then, you know,
well,
it goes from there.
That's fair. I'm just watching. That makes one of us.
Y'all are dropping all these gems for these ladies, man. Quick Trip's about to be popping later today. They owe you some money now. You just
honest
up their
God,
business.
Somebody texted in and said they definitely owe you a couple full tanks of gas for that free advertising.
I know, that's right.
Lisa, you're right. Quick Trip.
True story.
I know they're in Wisconsin. I know they have the Odyssey app. Don't make me call Quick Trip in La Crosse and go find somebody, because I will. Yes, I will. All right. Thanks, Sandra. Have a great day.
You too. Much love, guys.
Later, saucy love.
Actually, don't have a great day. I'll see you at noon.
Gee, it sounds like you might need to start ordering more packages for delivery, too.
Why?
Because the delivery drivers are out here zaddying it up. Somebody said FedEx, UPS, Amazon, they're all fine.
Oh, one of our guys, FedEx Steve. I don't think you've met him yet, Daisy.
I have not.
He's not a regular, but he listens all the time. He has never earned his own song. He drives, and he always would call in or say hi. He drives for FedEx. But Steve, I always look at the guys, but I haven't found one yet that I'm into. I always eye him up. Well, they're running across the street from the van.
And you know they're fit then.
Yeah.
And they can carry, they can at least carry 50 pounds.
Well, I weigh more than 50. Can you times that a few more times, DZ? All right, Kiss FM.